Welcome to Poems From Here. This is Stuart Kestenbaum, Maine's Poet Laureate. In this weekly series, we'll hear poems about Maine and New England by poets from Maine and elsewhere. Poems From Here is a project of Maine Public Radio and the Maine Writers and Publishers Alliance. We're supported by the Maine Arts Commission and the Expansion Arts Fund of the Maine Community Foundation. Today's poem is Before Coffee by Michael Macklin from his book Driftland. Michael was a carpenter by trade and a poet at heart. He died in 2012. He found his calling when he began work at Wainfleet School in Portland. While helping to preserve historic buildings, he was also able to work with students on projects related to carpentry and poetry. In an interview in 1999, Michael said, "I think poetry is a lot about paying attention and noticing things most people don't take the time to." Before Coffee by Michael Macklin. Every morning, the dark-robed crows congregate in the pines at the edge of my yard, sitting in small groups, grumbling until I step onto the lighted porch. They grow quiet as monks, cock their heads and mumble, perhaps in Latin, and we share an early prayer, a Magnificat for another day. All winter, we have met like this at dawn, wind fluttering their black cassocks as they peer down their noses to view me at my lessons. For a moment, we inhale the crackling air until they rattle with impatience, cackle at my feeble attempts to see the face of God, and the old men in the trees fly off. That was Before Coffee by Michael Macklin. All of the poems in this series are available at mainepublic.org for listening whenever you like or to take with you as a podcast. Special thanks to Robert M. Chute and family, as well as Phil Steele and Francesca Galluccio Steele for supporting this program. Additional support is provided by the new writing series at the University of Maine. Poems From Here is produced by Jonathan Woodward. The music is by Chris Moore. Hannah Perry manages permissions. I'm Stuart Kestenbaum. Thanks for listening.